Either the clocks are fast or we're late. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, no.
There's a very famous saying from the great Vince Lombardi. He said, if you're early, you're on time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on time, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're late, then it's time for WCII.
That's how the famous
clip is it?
Wow.
That's a segment we do in the morning when we're running behind schedule. If you haven't heard it before, I have two viral audio clips from the internet. We only have time to play one of them, and my co-hosts get to choose which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I reveal your two options, you guys should probably know that we got an email the other day from a very dejected parrot who said he's vowing to go on a hunger strike and refuses to eat any bird seed until he hears himself on the radio.
Jeez.
This is getting serious, you guys. So here's your two choices. Option one is a 28-second clip of a dog howling at a 7-year-old boy who's playing the saxophone.
Oh,
that's pretty cute.
Basically a run-of-the-mill clip that should never have made it on the prep site. Or you can go with option two, a 55-second masterpiece of an enormously gifted parrot who sings a passionate rendition of Led Zeppelin that will bring a child to tears.
Oh, my God.
Let's put it to a vote. Brooke?
Of course I'm going saxophone.
Oh, no, Jeff.
Just play it. Play a dog. Play the stupid, howling dog.
I just think that
go ahead. Is this what you want?
Yeah, yes.
Is it?
Dog
is it
sounded like he was in misery.
Do you understand how disappointed and angry you have made all of our listeners right now?
I think it's only made you feel that way.
Whatever. Just tune in next week for another disappointing edition of WCII when the parrot threatens to take a hostage and then my co-host looked the other way.
Right,
I guess at least it's eating again.
Let's just get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. I had the shot caller last, and I drew a name out, and it's my own name. Jeff, looking for my perfect fishing hole, Dubow. All right.
It's a rough day for you, buddy.
Not
hope you
just
find
for
that
me.
Fishing hole.
All right, I'm putting on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, read us the shot caller question of the day.
Advertising jingles may not be as prevalent as they used to be, but they still pop up here and there, and they can be as infectious as ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and recently, a popular marketing website conducted a poll to name the 10 most memorable advertising jingles of all time. Luckily, these have all been aired in the last 2 decades, so you should know them.
Okay.
All right, you only need to get 5 of these, okay? And I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to tell you that one of them is insurance.
Mm.
2 of them are cereals. 1 of them is a canned good. And 1 of them is a restaurant. I need you to pick these 5 popular jingles out. Good luck.
Are we going by category? Is that what? How do you want to discuss this?
Yeah, I guess let's go by category. Insurance jingles.
I can't think of one. Isn't that bad?
I think of two.
We are farmers.
That's farmers insurance. And then the other one is like a good neighbor.
Yeah,
State Farm is there.
Definitely that one.
That's probably the one.
Yeah.
Okay. State Farm.
You really missed your calling as a jingle singer.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Actually, my mom wrote a few jingles.
For advertising companies?
Mm-hmm.
Did she write any famous ones?
No, none of the famous ones. Just the really lame ones. Okay, State Farm, I'm going to go
with. Glad you're proud
with.
Of your mom.
Cereal. The one.
Snap, Crackle, Pop, Rice Krispies.
Do not know
was that a jingle?
I mean, it's a song.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
What was Fruit Loops? Fruit Loops had. Oh, wait.
Follow
what about,
your nose, wherever it goes. To the flavor of fruits.
I got it. It's what? Lucky Charms.
What's the jingle, though?
They're magically delicious.
That is a song.
That's me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah,
they're magically delicious.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Let's get
the question one more time.
The shock collar happens every day. Every morning on Brooke and Jeffrey.
Oh, my God. Hey. Do you know what's going to happen? We're going to get an email from Jeffrey's mom saying that she can write us a jingle for this.
Please don't.
That jingle might not not catch on as I hoped, but there are plenty of other jingles that are iconic enough that they made the list of the most memorable advertising jingles of all time. I asked you to name the top five, and I gave you hints that one was insurance, two were cereals, one is a canned good, and one is a restaurant. I'll also give you a golden guess. Sing me a jingle you think is on the list, and I'll let you know if you're right or not.
There's another cereal. Well, oh, you already put Rice Krispie down?
I would question Rice Krispies.
That's the one I want to question. I want to question, is Snap Crackle Pop Rice Krispies on there?
Please sing it.
Snap Crackle Pop. No. And then gonna stop Rice Krispies.
That is on the list.
Hey! We did it. Okay.
I didn't even know about
this one. Okay, so now we're on canned goods.
We're on canned goods. There's only one thing that comes to my head. What's Campbell's?
Isn't it tasty or something?
Is that a jingle?
Soup.
I think that's just you when you eat it.
The one that came to my head, the Jolly Green Giant.
Did SpaghettiOs have a jingle?
SpaghettiOs.
Oh, there it is. You had to get it. And then the last one is the restaurant, and it has to be McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. I'm loving it.
Almost there too, Breck, but close.
No.
It's ba da ba ba ba.
Whatever.
It's like bum, 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 bum. McDonald's.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so hot.
Any other restaurants?
Baby back ribs.
Oh, that is a great one.
Back in the day, everyone sang that. I remember at school kids would sing that.
All right, we're going to do that one then. So the final answers are the insurance company is State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The cereals are Snap, Crackle, Pop, which we already got right. That's me Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Then the canned goods are Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs and McDonald's restaurant. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
All right.
Solid.
According to a poll done by a popular marketing website, these are the top five most memorable advertising jingles of all time. Number five was a cereal. They're magically delicious.
Yay!
Lucky Charms.
Nice.
Number four you got with your golden guess, Snack, Crackle Pop, Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just said snack.
It still makes sense.
Number three on the list was the restaurant. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yay!
I'm loving it.
We almost overthought that one.
Number two was a canned good. It was a soup, Campbell's soup. Good.
Oh, that's what it is. Not tasty.
Good.
I was close.
Is there a jingle?
Good. And number one on the list was Nationwide Insurance. Nationwide is on your side.
Well, I thought we've got some pretty good guesses in there, but we didn't get it right.
It didn't do your jingle heritage right, but it's fine.
And somebody wanted to hear the Kit Kat bar jingle. That's a good one.
That was number six on the list.
I don't remember any of these.
What?
I know.
You don't remember the Kit Kat
break,
bar jingle.
Break.
Give me a break. Yeah. Now I remember.
What is it, Brooke?
Break.
Break it off.
Give me a break yourself before you.
I like that better.
No, no.
More aggressive
okay.
Kit Kat.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat. Okay. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.